Tech Nishmas Avi Murray, Yachim Yisrael Pilchus, Tech Nishmas Daniel Chain, and Asim Shuf Halef. Okay. We're up to question 27. Ten Shvitas HaRambam Be'in Kiddush Mi'Bod Yom. So the Rambam Shita is Perek Chavtes, Aloch Yiral, if Yesh Lo La'odom L'Kaddish Al Kos Erev Shavs Mi'Bod Yom. That you can make Kiddush B'Bod Yom. So we saw in the Bogart of Ram from the Rizal, from the Tikkun Shabbos, the idea of doing it B'Bod Yom, not to be Mekadosh at the Mazal Madin. But the Rambam's not working with these things. The Rambam is saying you could do it. So what's the Kiddush? The Kiddush is that even though the Rambam presumably doesn't hold from Tosefes Shabbos, the Rambam only brings the din of Tosefes by Yom Kippur. By the you know, Echil and Shtir and Yom Kippur, to stop in Bod Yom. But Shabbos, he doesn't have Tosefes Shabbos. And yet he still says you could be Mekadosh in Bod Yom. So the answer, so how could you do that? How can you make Kiddush? It's not Shabbos yet. So some point out, if Ralti Anderson say for others, Shemitzah Zechira La'om Rabbein B'Shas K'nisas V'Tzoh Rabbein Kodem B'Shas U'Kimat. That Kiddush doesn't have to be on Shabbos per se. It could be Kiddush before Shabbos, even though you're not Mekabel Shabbos with Kiddush necessarily. So therefore that works in well. That even though the Rambam Sheet is, there's no Tosefes Shabbos, it still doesn't stop him from saying that you can do the mitzvah of Kiddush B'Bod Yom. But what about Midrabanan? Is there still an Indian of Tosefes Shabbos Midrabanan according to Rambam? So this is discussed in the Poskim. So the Beis Machlokas, as Harfinus points out, it's safer between the Beis Yosef and the Gra. And on page 5, the Beis Yosef says, he says, Mashvili the Dvar Torah Shekosev Lav Davka, the Rabbanan Nami Leisli Tosefes. Kaiser Beferish, there's no Tosefes according to the Rambam. You don't have to be Mosif. But the Vilna Gaon, on the other hand, says, Avaldai Mitzvah Lahosif, Vizehu Atakiyah Shehoyu. He says, even though the Rambam says there's no chiyuv, it's still a mitzvah. The insert Tosefes El Biyom Kippur Garam Zadaf Beshil Matir Mimashemesh, which literally means that Beshil says you can do malacha till the very end. There's no Tosefes, but still a mitzvah to Lahosif. Someone to say, I think maybe our Harfinus has understood the mitzvah mid Rabbanan, but the Beis Yosef says there's no mitzvah even midrabanan. Because the Vilna Gaon is referring to the Gemara that they used to blow make the tekiyos before Shabbos to let everyone know that Shabbos is coming. Then, question 29, Tein Bir HaChasam Sof El Gabi Kiddush B'Laylo V'Yom. That the Chasam Sofer explains the fact that we make a Kiddush at night and we make a Kiddush in the daytime. What's that? What is that idea? Sofer explains that so we know that there is a din in the halacha that if you weren't mekadesh at night, you didn't make the regular kiddush at night, you can make it in the daytime. So what's the idea? He says, so he writes like this. Kiddush afakav duchor zchor b'chin hosom hashem b'kol mokom kevin da kedusha mosefes v'holechas. He says the kedusha Shabbos increases as Shabbos goes along. The kovod yom odif mikvod laila. In other words, we Mezer Shabbos, want to make a whole packet on that. About this topic, about kvod yom kodem mikvod laila. That if you have some chashuv machal, you could even serve it Friday night, you can serve it Shabbos day, you're supposed to serve it Shabbos day. So yom is adiv mikvod laila. So really we should make kiddush in the daytime to be makir this extra kedusha that's happening in the daytime. But we don't do that because the kiddush we make Friday night is going on the whole Shabbos. But midrabanan, they made a kiddush in the day to be makir this idea. But Tosefes kiddush is hayom. Fishman say maize and dachnu vorach al kos kabesu the shlishis. You see, because we normally say that it's some going to say maybe at some point out maybe a shefta from salvation maybe or that it's a din of the suda, so the kiddush bayom a din of the suda, but he's saying it's linked with the suda, but it's really a din of being makir the extra kedusha that came in by the daytime. Especially according to Rambam, that it's a real kiddush. You're not allowed to eat before the kiddush. The Ravid says it's not really a kiddush. It's just, Birkas Hanen, it's not really a din of kiddush. But we assume it's a din of kiddush. And therefore, so kiddush is really a shaykh to the whole day. That's why if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you can definitely make Kiddush Shabbos day, the full Kiddush. And even if you did, we still have the Kiddush that we make Shabbos day, but that's to be makir that Kovod Yom is Adif be Kovod Laila. It's not just the din of the Suda, it's a din in the Kedushas Hayom. Even though a person's Machal Shabbos at night, he's Chayiv Skila, he's Chayiv in the day, he's Chayiv Skila. But the fact that we're mechabit Shabbos more by the fact that if you have a special ochel to serve Friday night or the day, we say kovod yom is odiv mikvod laila. So to show that we make another kiddush in the daytime to be makir. So kiddush is really shaykh to the whole day of Shabbos, but havdalah is only shaykh to the second Shabbos ends. You have to make a hakara. But if you didn't do it, then you can do tashlumin till Tuesday. But it's a din tashlumin because it's really going back l'mafreya on the Yetzias HaShabbos. So that's why the Chasam Sofer says from the Bach, right? If a person was mazid and he didn't make Havdalah for Motzai Shabbos, then he... So that he can't make it Monday, Tuesday. It's only because it's a din of Tashlumen. So he chayiv zvar was man of enu elo Tashlumen. Okay, but he's in loyiv zel elo Tashlumen. But this is not a din. But by Shabbos, the fact if we don't make it Friday night, we make it Shabbos day. It's not a din of Tashlumen. So therefore, even b'mezid, if you didn't make it, you could still make it Shabbos day. But by havdalah, it's a din of sort of type of tashlumin The shlumin, as we know, is usually only b'shogeg. That if you, but this is the yisod that the Chasam Sofer is saying, that there's a difference between Kiddush Havdalah. The Kiddush Havdalah really goes on the whole day. The whole day increases in Kiddusha. So that Kiddush is makir there. And that's why if you didn't make Kiddush right now, you can end the day. But, and therefore we make the Kiddush Rabbah. But the Havdalah is a din in the Yitzias HaShavas, Mamish, and therefore the fact we can make it till Tuesday is only din Tashlumin, but if it's only din Tashlumin, then you have to be Beshogeg. So if you were Beshogeg, you didn't make Havdalah on... it's interesting, we're talking about different people, we're talking about people who live in countries that only gets dark like 2 o'clock in the morning. And some people make Havdalah Sunday morning, l'chatchila. They go to sleep and then they make it Sunday morning. So is that called Mazid?
They didn't try to end Shabbos early,
but they mamish. I mean, well, you could say that's like an honor, so it's not really Mazid, so therefore it still could be Tashlumin.
Can one extend Shabbos
until
Tuesday?
No. Shabbos ends after a while. You can't extend it. The bits of Havdalah is to complete till Tuesday.
What would make it?
Some people, they just didn't want to make Havdalah. They're amazing. They didn't make Havdalah. They say, I'll make it tomorrow. But they don't have wine, so they could have gone to the store and get wine and grape juice, but they were lazy.
Wasn't there a case in the Gemara where the rabbi could have wine and pushed it off for the next day?
But you can't do it with mazid. That's what the Lashon HaRambam is. But the fact that if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you can make the regular Kiddush. That's even if you did it b'mezid that you didn't make Kiddush Friday night. So that's question 29. Tein bir hachasim sovel gemi Kiddush b'laydu v'yom. We said that there's that a Kiddush b'yom is to be makir the covered yom, the extra kedusha, which is an interesting way of looking at it. Because what the Chasam Sofer is saying, because we don't usually think about it in those terms. Usually think Shabbos is the equal kedusha from the first second to the. I gave a shiur last night in the Ian Kollel for our Pinson. So I said over from the Rugachover. The Rugachover has a fascinating thing. He distinguishes between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. In other words, could you start Shabbos in the middle of Shabbos? Say, for example, you became Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos. How do you become Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos? So, because you're not Bar Mitzvah until you have Shtei Saros. So, if the Saros grew on Shabbos, so then you become what the Gemara talks about. You became Bar Mitzvah in the middle of Shabbos.
A couple years ago.
So, right. So, the Ragachava says, so now you chayv in Shabbos. It's based on a Gemara and Yavamos. But if you start, therefore you have to keep Shabbos. Because the Ragachava says, every second of Shabbos is like a new entity of Shabbos. So even though you were caught in the beginning of Shabbos, so you missed the first 15 hours in Shabbos, eh? But now every second is. But he says, by Yom Kippur, you can't walk in the middle of Yom Kippur. Say you became a mitzvah boy in the middle of Yom Kippur. So he says, so then, you're not chayav in Yom Kippur. Maybe midrabanan, but because you became a god in the middle of Yom Kippur. He says maybe there's a chilek, then maybe the night is considered one unit and the day is considered one unit. But certainly, if you walked in the middle of Yom Kippur, and another possibility is if you cross the date line in the middle. Say you're in the one place where it's Sunday and you cross over the date line and you walk into Shabbos in the middle of the afternoon.
Right.
So according to that, the Rogan Shavuot would say Yechayiv and Shabbos, whereas Yom Kippur you're not Chayiv. He said, because Yom Kippur, the Rogan Shavuot says, the whole unit of Yom Kippur is one unit. So either you're in or you're out. You can't be part of it. But Shabbos, every second of Shabbos, every iota of Shabbos is a full Shabbos b'fnei atzmo. It's a fascinating thing.
Is he in Yom
What?
Is the child in Yom Kippur again? Because now he's Yom Kippur.
You mean if he about Kiddush? That's a separate question. If he could, is he a Chiv Kiddush? Because there he heard Kiddush already when he was a cotton. Maybe that still could be Oilolo. That was my son's bar mitzvah speech. They bring us a Torah, say, become a Gadol. And then. But you have to make another Birkas Torah at night. So that's a whole.
Okay,
that's two questions. 29:30. Okay, Kain Divrei Shulchan Aruch Shemekadesh V'Holach Kol Hayom. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, that you could make Kiddush the whole day. You can make Kiddush the whole day. There's up.
Page 15.
What page?
15?
15, yeah. Yeah, Mokiddush. You see, it says Beferish, Shukhanah. Mokiddush Balayla, Bain Beshogin, Bain Bemazin. Yeshlo Tashlum Lamacha Kol Hayom. But the Chassid Sofer would say the word tashlumin is a little bit lavdavka because it's not a din yeshlo tashlumin. It means that you can do it because it's not a din tashlumin. You say the word tashlumin there is a little bit inaccurate. He would say, and by havdalah, what page? Reish tzadivav. What page is that? Do I put that in the packet? Reish tzadivav tes. Maybe it's not in the packet. That, he says, is only if you made a mistake. If you didn't. Have you ever Shulchan Aruch here? Reish Tzadi Tes Vav. Someone have one on in their room? Mishnah Berurah. Chel Gimel. Reish Tzadi Tes Vav.
Rabbi, I have it here.
So you want to read? Reish Tzadi Tes Vav.
Yeah, sure. Reish Tzadi Tes Shachach V'lo Hivdil.
Right, that's the point. Shachach V'lo Hivdil. Why does he say Shachach V'lo Hivdil? Why does it just say Lo Hivdil? Maybe Shogeg, maybe Mezid, like he says by Kiddush. So that's the Chassam Sofer's word. That by Kiddush, it's maybe Shogeg, maybe Mezid. But by Havdalah, it's only Beshogeg. That's the Heilige Chassam Sofer. Meyerdik Chassam Sofer. Meyerdik. This is Chasam Sofer's Shuvah Yud Zayin. Don't forget Chasam Sofer, Shuvah Yud Zayin. Nor Chaim, that's where it is. Okay. Tein Divrei Mordechai in Yechiv Derabbanan Motzi Doraisa. So we said that the Shuvah from and it's Siv. The Heilige Netziv. He says, on page 9, Hinei Mordechai, Hevi B'Shem Rash Mivina, V'Huvo Gamkein Avram, Da M'Chuiv Midrabban, Motzi M'Chuiv Midaraisa. That a person is M'Chuiv Midrabban, it can be Motzi someone M'Chuiv Midaraisa, because we know that we make Kiddush Mibod Yom, even though Tosefa Shabbos maybe is only Midrabanan. And the Rif of the Rambam don't even hold from Tosefa Shabbos. But he says that maybe, the Sif says maybe there's no Raya from there, because maybe the Pshat is, not that the Rabbanan can be Motzi of the Raisa, that since we have a din by Shavuos, that it says Be'etzim Hayom Azeh, that you have to make Kiddush Tafka on the Etzim Hayom, and you can't make Kiddush Miyom Hayom, but it's okay. That's okay. The point is that it says over there by Havdalah is Shochach V'lo Hivdil. As opposed to Kiddush, it says Be'i Meshogi Be'i Memezid. But the Netziv says that no, maybe the reason why you can make a Kiddush Mibol Yom is because it's an inference from Shavuos. By Shavuos it says Be'etzem Hayom Azeh, that you have to wait till the Etzem Hayom Azeh. But by Havdalah not. But I'm not talking about Havdalah not. By all the Yom Tovim, you could make Mibol Yom. It's only by Shavuos you have to make Krosim Be'etzem Hayom Azem. Mikra Kodesh, you're making Kiddush only on the Etzem Hayom. And that's the Meshiv Dava. And then that's 34 and 35 is the Netziv in the Chumash. In the Hamak Dava, where he says that same idea. It says Be'etzem Hayom Azeh that you have to wait till the night, and it's not al tmimus. As Magen Avraham says, it's a dim tmimus. He says not al tmimus. It says Be'etzem Hayom Azeh. Okay, so 36. Tate Sfik is Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega is a suffik. If a person is not Mekabel Shabbos now, can you make a Kiddush for somebody that is Mekabel Shabbos? Normally we have a din of Arvus. You can make Kiddush for somebody else even though you don't need it for yourself. But maybe that's only if you're accepting Shabbos now, we're accepting Shabbos already. But if you're holding by weekday still, so Rabbi Kivega says you can't do it. Well, he has a suffix. Then he says, that maybe it's since Biyado. It's Biyado to Mekabel Shabbos now, then you could. That was the suffix of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Let me get the next packet. It's our packet of Hay.
Page 3.
Yeah, I just have to get our packet of Hay. Packets of hay is here. Second. La 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 la. Second of those side. There we go. Packets of hay. Page 3. So the Kivega says, Mistapakna. In Acher Shalom Kibel of Shabbos, Yochum Hotzi Lekadish Mish Kibel of Shabbos. Yishlom with the Zer Shalom Kibel who cholats lo, Kameke Enum Chuy Medover. Just like a person who lives in Tel Aviv can't be Motzi, a Yerushalayim person. Because he's not Mechuy in this Purim. So he's not, maybe he is different. The Biyodo Lahavi Atzlo Dechiv. Maybe it's biyado l'havi atzmo l'deichiv to see the kibbe kabel shamus. What do we say? No. But Lamaisi, you're in a different zone. You're in the weekday zone. So therefore, even though we said you can really be Mekabel Shabbos, you can make Kiddush Mibod Yom, but that's only Samach L'Knisasa. Okay. And what about the Siach HaSodeh from the Kosher Glover? What about, can he be? Can you make Asher Yotzer? If you didn't go to the bathroom, somebody used the bathroom, and he doesn't know how to make it, so he wants you to make it for him. Can you make Asher Yotzer for someone else? So he says, "Yeshu stopping Michol Mulotzi Mikras Asher Yotzer Mishum Also Tzrocha Ain Tzrocha Levar Platzma Imolzi Chaveru." Is it like Birkas Hapas Dim Yotzei Inu Molzi, or is it Birkas Hamitzvus? So he says, he thinks it's totally in the Machlokas Rashi and Toisus by Birkas Hamazon. You say Yotzei Molzi. Moshitas Rashi, he didn't eat it all. It can't be motzi. But Tosa says no. You could be motzi even though you didn't eat it all. The reason why you have to eat a kazayis, see, Rashi says you have to eat a kazayis to be considered mechuyev adon. Tosa says no. You don't have to be mechuyev adon because it's arvus. The only reason you have to eat a kazayis is so you could say shachal b'shalom. So he says, so here you have a situation where you're not really chayiv. It's not like tefillin, you're chayiv. Here, since you relieved yourself, so now the chayiv set in. So since you ate, now the chayiv set in the Birkas HaMazon, but you didn't have to eat in the first place. It's not like tefillin, you have to put on tefillin. So the question is, the chayiv that comes about because of a circumstance, is there a din arvus on that? So the Kosher Glover says, that's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and the Nafkamina would be also for Asher Yotzer. Could you move? Yeah.
What's the svar that you could, like, it seems like the Chiyuv is a very situational. It's not like that.
Yeah, but once the situation came, and then how you chayiv? You see, to eat a chocolate bar, you never chayiv to eat a chocolate bar. So now you want to eat the chocolate bar. Right? You have to eat a chocolate bar. The question is, what brach do you make out of a chocolate bar? That's a different shayiv.
Depends
on
what top of
it. Kit Kat.
Oh, it's not Chag Yisrael. Hold up, whoa. Kit Kat. Kit Kat
doesn't even have Mazonos. It has to be Paschus.
Yeah.
But if Arvus is something that's going on, something that people that are usually high, but it's something that's just specifically situational, like Asher Yotzer, there shouldn't be an Arvus unless you're just using.
Yeah, okay. So 36 we did Rabbi Kivega, 37 is the Kosher Glover Asher Yotzer, and 38 is his answer of the Poly of the Machlokas by benching the Rashi and Tosfos. And what about the Mincha Shleima? Shleima Zalman Orbach. Can you make Kiddush? Or say you want to go to a nursing home and make Kiddush in a nursing home for somebody and then drive home.
Oof, my case.
Well, here it's talking about you, not necessarily the Shav driving home, it's talking about you make it in the nursing home and then you can make it again for your family. Yeah, and he says you can drive home, you know. So that would be the Shiloh of Rabbi Kivager, whether if you're holding by weekday, could you do it? So that's this discussion, but maybe since it's Biyadov, then to Mekabel, then you could still do it. Okay, good. And what's the Imre Bina? The Heluge Imre Bina. That's Shlomo Zalman Orbach is a descendant of the Imre Bina. Imre Bina was Rav Meir Orbach. It's a flush of a safer, Imre Bina. So he says he has a discussion here. Chutzlarts, so you're going to go back to Israel after Yom Tov. Yochel, Hotzi the Ben Chutzlarts, could you make Kiddush for Ben Chutzlarts and Yom Tov Sheni? Because you're not only keeping one day, because you're an Israeli to who's going back. Okay, you don't do Malacham, Machlokas, Tzinnah, but for Hesi, whatever. Ben Eretz Israel, she yotzu l'chutz l'arz, v'dayta l'achtor. Yechul hoitzi ben chutz l'arz, b'kiddush b'yont of sheni. Because the Chori, you're not shaykh the yont of sheni. He says, but maybe, because, and just like the Ben, here can't be motzi the Ben Krach. But Ben Eretz Yisrael is biyado because he's in America now, so he can just decide that I'm staying. So since it's biyado to stay, and he's not mechuser any maisa, he's here already. So then he says, that's the Rebbe Kivager. Biyado means and he's not even mechuser maisa, it should be okay. So that's the Imre Bina. It's Biyado. And then he said the same thing is, you know, you can decide to stay. And now, say you decide to stay in the middle of Yontif Sheni. He says, so now you, it's sort of like the Ragat Shavuot by Shabbos. So now you chayiv in Yontif Sheni in the middle of the day. Because you saw, you decided, I'm staying. So right now you chayiv in Yontif Sheni. You're an Israeli, you plan to go back, and in the middle of Yontif Sheni you say, you know, I'm planning to stay. I changed my mind. So now you chayiv in Yontif Sheni. So you could always plan. So maybe that's considered like biyado, and so therefore it could be both Zim and Kiddush. It's a very good thing.
Does that mean he doesn't put on tefillin? Let's say he decided early morning and he said, okay, I'm going to be a chutz la'aretz, think. No tefillin. Switch davening to a yantav tikka davening.
Yeah, that means like the shachris he davened the weekday, and now for midday he's going to have to do a yantav tikka davening.
But if he changes his mind, let's say during the night, so the next day there's no tefillin. If he changes his mind during the morning,
yeah, right. Whatever's relevant. Yeah. It's fascinating.
Is that Brachla Batola if he right after chakras decides to keep Yatif Shani? Decides to make the Chutzlars because he just puts Tefillin on. He said Brachla's on Tefillin. Is that Brachla Batola because he's now not Zion with Tefillin?
The question is, can you argue with Rav Shlomo Zalman and say, you know, like, maybe the word is, you still have to take your stuff, you know, like, is it so posh? An interesting point he's making. I mean, maybe you can still say he's still going to go back to get his stuff and bring it over. Is that going to... But technically, it says that technically, spur of the moment. He could find himself in Yontif Sheni, in the middle of Yontif Sheni. He's an Israeli. He's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and now he's visiting in America. So it may be this may be this talk. He says in the middle of Yontif Sheni, so he can decide he's staying, and then he'll be chayv in Yontif Sheni. So of course he can make kiddush because he can always potentially make that decision, even if he doesn't make that decision. Meridik, no? Is that Meridik is on?
Isn't there an issue for a Ben Eretz Yisrael to become a
Ben Eretz Yisrael? Harav Ezra Hagler, then there'll be a lot of Avaryanim around.
But in Akhanami, but the point is, if there was a Sinister, so then how do you say it's Biyad Lassos? It's Biyad Lassos only Bishr. Is that called Biyad Lassos?
Ooh. Saying this is an Isser, so maybe that's what called Biyada. It's not Biyada to do Isser. I don't know, it's not so posh. Maybe he doesn't have a Parnassa in Israel. But it's an interesting point you make, but the whole discussion here is also fascinating. I should have mentioned, when I had it in the pack, I didn't think to mention. I don't know if I had this page in the packet, but this and that idea. There's another Hekitimsa that in the middle of Yontif, you can walk into the middle of a Yontif. Besides the idea of growing Shtei Saras, so besides the idea of passing the date line, just you're Israeli, you came to America, in the middle of Yontif Sheni, you decide you stay. So Shlomo Zalman says, the Ibn Bina says, that, okay, so now you machayiv yourself in the middle of Yontif.
Maybe the Yontif Sheni doesn't have the same Kedusha as Shabbos or Yontif. Maybe you don't have to say like every moment, you know. You can bury a Jew on that day, you know.
Yeah. But still, it's interesting. It's a fascinating thing that he's saying here. Let's see what I mean. Okay, so what did we do today? Today we started on question 27 and we got to 40.
Did Rebbe get inspiration from that Sefer for Rebbe's Sefer? Like the name of it?
Which one?
Like the Rebbe.
From whom? From the Yimei Bina?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even come up with the name Imre Baruch. It wasn't my idea. My editor, Rabbi Apter, he named it Imre Baruch. I just sent him in the pieces, and then he got it in his mind, whatever, and typed it up. Then the thing, he said, oh, Imre Baruch. So I said, yeah, I guess that's what the same is going to call Imre Baruch. But he was the one who named it Imre Baruch after...
Is it not the first
Imre Baruch? No, you're a relative. Your relative.
Which relative?
Which relative of Ezra Hadner? Your mother-in-law's family. Your mother-in-law comes from the Frankel, Tobin Frankel.
Oh, my wife.
Your wife's family. Your wife's family. Yeah, your mother-in-law, the Frankel family.
Yeah.
Is the Imre Baruch, the original Imre Baruch.
Right.
Baruch Tam, Baruch Tobin Frankel. So I owe it to the Frankel family. Okay, Rosé. So that's the story. Okay, so Be'ezus Hashem. Tomorrow we'll continue. We're almost finished with the first part of Okay. We're almost finished with the Okay, we only have from 40 to 48 to finish the first part of the Sheilas L'Chazara, and then we have the Sefirot of Kabbalah. Yeah, we're almost there.
Rebbe.
Yes.
Did you hear about this case in Israel that there was like this Haredi family and then they were exposed to be missionaries?